Fret Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 21st Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm joined by Ivana Mladenovic and Ada Solomon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi.
So tell me, let's start off with Ivana. What brings you to Sarajevo?
To Sarajevo brings me CineLink. I'm here in co-production market trying to find other co-producers for my project called The Soldiers.
Yes. And Ada, you are the producer.
And I'm the producer of this project, and that's the main reason for being in Sarajevo this year, besides the pleasure of coming back every time here. And I'm also the producer of one of the films in focus, in the In Focus section, Aferim.
That's been a good success around Europe so far.
Yeah, thank you so much. And also I'm a minority producer for one of the films in Work in Progress called Double.
Very good, very good. And now the follow-up question is kind of the obligatory question. I'm trying to get the impressions that people have of the Festival of Sarajevo. So I'd like to ask both of you, what is it, in your opinion, that defines this festival and makes it such, in my opinion, a great festival?
Well, for me, it's a very, very special festival because I got my first award on my documentary ever in this festival. So since then, I'm just like really connected. This is the festival that put back smile on my face. So, yeah.
Well, what was the documentary?
The documentary is called Turn Up the Lights, and it got Heart of Sarajevo 2 years ago. So,
congratulations. Years later, but it still counts. Yeah. And what do you think defines this festival?
Well, for me, it's a very special link with Sarajevo because, and especially with CineLink, to be honest, because when I started my own company, it was one of the first markets where I came, and it's also the place where I met the first co-producer of my first feature film. This is, we are talking about 10 years ago, and somehow I grew up with the festival, with CineLink. It's a school and a summer camp for my career and for myself. And it's always a pleasure to be here. I do enjoy the city. I love the people around. I love the kind of relation and friendship, creative friendship that it's in the air somehow here, despite the history, despite the sometimes I'm wondering when I'm seeing all the people from the region and the way they relate, the way they stick together, the way they work together and enjoy things together, I still wonder how it was everything possible. And this is part of my link with this place and with the festival, and I think it grew fantastic in these years, and also it's really very a very good place because people, the important players are here, but they are much more free and ready to listen to you than in the big markets and where it's so very crowded and so stressful.
CineLink is becoming more and more important every year. It just feels like that, you know. And it is a lot friendlier than a lot of other co-production markets. So that brings me to the present right now and this project that you're working on and that's being presented here in the market. So I'd like to know a little bit more about it. Maybe we can start with you, Ivana.
My project is called The Soldiers, and it's a film about Adi, like an anthropologist who moves to Ferentari. It's like the most notorious ghetto, very close to Bucharest Center, just 15 minutes away. And he just broke up with his girlfriend, and he moves to this ghetto in order to write doctor studies in this contemporary Roma music called Manelen. So he's getting closer to the people, but being like rejected, being everybody are suspicious about him, that he's like undercover police. But then he meets Alberto, an ex-convict, who Adi thinks facilitates him to get access to this kind of like underworld. And so Adi meets Alberto, and they start an affair.
That's fantastic. Well, and is it in the work in progress or?
No, it's in the co-production market.
In the co-production market. So, what are your hopes now? And are you nervous about pitching?
Not that nervous. We hope to find our co-producers, people who are gonna fall in love with the project, so we can continue working. But I guess that would be the.
Ada, you're here as the producer of the project, and have you had experience in CityLink with previous projects before?
Yeah, I had quite a bunch of projects that passed by CityLink, and besides the possibilities that offers, being selected in CityLink for me, it's a trademark already, and it's a proof of quality, and it means a lot for the project. I mean, the moment that you passed by, and so you were selected here, this means that the project has something special. And I'm very honored, and it will help at least in order to create the awareness about the project.
Well, fingers crossed, and I wish you all the best, and hopefully we'll be talking about this film as a finished project in the near future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.